This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. Historians have long debated early claims of gold in Nevada. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion.
Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be your lady tonight.
What was the first Anglo settlement in Nevada? If you asked them in Dayton and Genoa, you'd get two very different answers. But something certainly happened in Dayton 175 years ago in 1849. Its effects would be felt in what became Nevada, and in some ways are still felt. On January 24, 1848, James Marshall discovered gold at Sutter's Mill near Sacramento, California. When the word made its way back east, the California gold rush had begun. In those days, before instant communication throughout the world, it took some time. After all, the NFL team isn't called the San Francisco 48ers. No, they were 49ers, and one of them was named Abner Blackburn. He was 22 when he headed for the gold rush. He originally came from Pennsylvania and had been around the West for several years already. His family back east had converted to Mormonism, and he was helping to guide a pack train for the LDS Church from Salt Lake City to California. They followed the Overland Trail, which in Nevada would take you pretty close to what's now Highway 50, mainly through what we know as White Pine, Eureka, Lander, Churchill, and Lyon counties before you reach Carson City. In late spring or early summer 1849, Blackburn and his group stopped where the Carson River met a ravine that would later be called Gold Canyon. It got that name honestly because that's where Blackburn found some gold. He asked the members of his pack train if anybody had found gold in the area. They said no, because nobody had looked. Blackburn took a look, he later said. I took a bread pan, a butcher knife, and went out to the ravines to prospect and found small amounts of gold in three places. Went to a larger ravine where the water ran down over the bedrock on the side of the gulch. Dug down in slate and found a fair prospect and kept panning for an hour or more. Went back to the camp and all hands grabbed pans, knives, and kettles and started out. We scratched, scraped, and panned until nearly sundown, earning $10. Now, $10 meant more than in those days than it does now, but it still didn't compare with the stories coming from California's gold fields. So Blackburn and company pushed on. But of course the word spread, and others came to the area to look for gold. This gave rise to the town of Dayton. As it turned out, Blackburn had found part of what came to be known as the Comstock Lode. It wouldn't really be discovered for another decade. But historians, increasingly credit Blackburn as the first to find gold in present-day Nevada and to helping to found what later became Nevada's oldest settlement. Note that I said maybe. Genoa, originally a Mormon station, also makes that claim. That's where others from the LDS Church built a pit stop for travelers. And others have claimed that another member of that church, William Prowse, found gold before Blackburn did. But in 1999, Dayton and the surrounding area celebrated the 150th anniversary of Blackburn's gold panning. And we'll let the historians keep debating. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. Real news, real stories, real voices. Nevada Public Radio.